eating. It's one of life's greatest joys. But being that we're all different and complicated, no human likes every single type of food they've ever tried. And that's what makes it so special. When a dish crosses your taste buds, that's so exquisite, so delectable, so tasty, so scrum-diddly-dumptious, it makes it onto that sacred list of foods known as your favorites. Today, mis amigos, let's explore one of mine, and perhaps yours, the burrito. If you're not hungry, you will be.
Podcast presented by Sonic Embassy.
Episode 06, Food Faves, El Burrito.
The burrito is one of my all-time favorite foods. I have yet to meet a person who hates burritos, and I think it's because of this. Have you ever met someone who hates the sandwich? Probably not. If you ask something like, hey, would you like a sandwich? The response will most likely not be, ew, no. Like if you ask, hey, would you like a Brussels sprout? Ew, no. But instead, you know, you say, hey, would you like a sandwich? The response you're going to get most likely is going to be, yeah. Or most likely, well, what kind? Or, no thanks, I'm not hungry. And pizza. I've never met anyone who hates pizza. Why? Well, same reason. You can literally make the pizza to exactly what you want, to exactly how you like it. I feel like the same holds true with burritos. You can make it however you want with just the stuff you like in it. So what are we talking about here? What is a burrito and where did it come from? I feel like most people assume that the burrito originates from Mexico, or at least someplace between the southern U.S. border and the South Pole. But is that accurate? Now, being that here where I live on the east coast of the United States, in this particular area, most Mexican restaurants that I went to didn't seem to focus very much on the burrito. So I kind of figured that the burrito was more of an Americanized version of a Mexican dish, or what we refer to as Tex-Mex. Tex-Mex stands for Texas Mexican food, meaning it's kind of a blend of the two culinary cultures, and being that Texas is a large U.S. state bordering with Mexico. And that blending is common everywhere. You take parts of the original, change it up with some ingredients or spices you're used to, and come up with a deliciously different take on a dish. And this has happened all throughout history and still happens today due to migration and colonization. Okay, so dictionaries define burrito as a Mexican dish. Okay, so I guess literally by definition, it originated in Mexico. A Mexican dish consisting of a tortilla rolled around a filling, typically of beans or ground or shredded beef. All right. Makes sense. That's what I know it as. But its exact origin isn't necessarily really known. According to the book, The Encyclopedia of Latino Culture, From Calaveras to Quinceañeras by Charles M. Tatum, there are numerous stories that offer ideas as to when the innovation of the burrito first occurred. It says that one of the earlier and more popular theories is that in the 19th century, cowboys or vaqueros of northern Mexico created the burrito because it was easy to move around, allowing them to carry around this new food in their saddlebags for convenience. And an added benefit is that they used the flour tortilla instead of corn, which didn't dry and harden as quickly. So people from the state of Sonora, an area known for its top-notch wheat flour tortillas, would fill their burritos with the region's famous machaca, or dried shredded beef, and created a food product that did well along the long journeys through that characteristically dry area. So the name burrito was given to this food as a term of endearment because it was kind of like a sidekick to the horse, kind of like a donkey is a sidekick. And of course, burro means donkey, and burrito is kind of a term of endearment that means little donkey. And so supposedly this food trend was eventually picked up by miners and ranchers of the area. Very interesting. But there are other legends too.
Well, the story that I heard about the like how burritos they were invented is that back in the revolution in Mexico, they had the women, they were preparing food for the people that were fighting in the revolution. So they have to make a lot of big tacos and put whatever they could inside the tacos. And they put all these tacos on top of a donkey. So they start calling them burritos because they were like small tacos on top of a donkey. So, you know, burrito in Spanish is like little donkey. So I don't know if the story is true. But it's what I hear is how burritos got invented.
That's the voice of my good friend, Martin, who also happens to be from Mexico. And as a matter of fact, for this episode, I decided to get some insights of my friends who were born and have lived in other countries in the Americas. Because I don't want to assume that it's the same everywhere, because it's not, as you will hear. Now let's go to Argentina. And my good friend Maria. So, I'd like to know if burritos exist in Argentina.
Oh, yeah. Ahora sí, en Mendoza. It's a touristic city too, because we are close to the, you know, it's actually, as you know, Argentina had the limits with different countries. We have with Peru part and Chile, and that side of the country. We are very close to Chile, but it's like more conservative city, you know, it's more picky. But I understand they have in the restaurants is add to the menu. Yes, it's add some restaurant add it. You know, it's Argentinian food, but we're gonna add this in the menu. It's completely different. You know, they no use beans and no sour cream. You know, but it's like you say, they put pork, chicken, pico de gallo, and you can do it for yourself. That is in Mendoza, but they add in some restaurants the burrito in the menu. That is what they do it right now. That is in Mendoza. In Buenos Aires, no, you know, it's something huge. And they know it's Mexican food. They know. But yes, they have a lot of restaurants. And people is happy. Some people, they review say it's 4.5. It's good.
Cool. So different parts of Argentina, different results. In the big city, it's a big thing, and the reviews are good. Next, let's hit Brazil. Juliana, my friend.
Oi, como vai? Tudo bem com você?
Oi, tudo bem? Are burritos a thing in Brazil?
No, I'm from Rio, and we have burritos just in specific Spanish or Mexican restaurants. But it's not something that you find around, or even if you are looking for a different kind of food, you're going to find burritos. No. For me personally, I have never tasted burrito before coming here.
Really?
No. Whenever I came in here, I had to check on the internet, in Google Images, to see what is it in a burrito. Because the name is funny also. It doesn't say you what is this.
You know what? That is a very good point. Because I really don't think I'd want to eat donkey meat. Kind of like when I was a kid with the whole, there's a carnival food called the elephant ear. And as a kid, I avoided them for the longest time because I thought it was a literal elephant ear.
So, yeah, you know, yeah.
It's one of those things. Okay, but now you've tried them before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where did you get it? Where was your first time trying a burrito?
In Taco Bell.
Taco Bell. You know, actually, I think if my memory is correct, that's probably my first experience with burritos as well. I mean, man, back in high school, it was Taco Bell every day almost. And for me, It was 3 bean burritos, no onion, extra cheese. It was so cheap and good at that time. Although I've kind of graduated now, but all right. So what kind did you get?
I got a one that was regular and another one that was supreme, but I didn't like the supreme one. I preferred the regular. And after that, I got a $1 meal burrito. It was very nice.
Cool. So what was inside of them?
Meat, ground meat, I guess. Some salad there. I guess that was it. That's the one that I like it. The other one that I tasted, it has a cream, maybe sour cream, because we don't have sour cream either in Brazil.
No sour cream? So
catupiry.
Catupiry.
Catupiry. Mm-hmm. Everywhere in Brazil, we have catupiry and requeijão. Yeah, it's almost like a cream cheese, but it has more flavor because cream cheese is very neutral, but requeijão is salty. And imagine a melted cheese that does like this.
So
requeijão
like
does it a little
stringy
bit.
Like when you pull a hot pizza and the mozzarella kind of like strings out.
Yeah,
the cheese pull.
Yeah, requeijão does a little bit like this. Just to explain you, requeijão does a little bit like this.
Next, let's go down to Peru, and I wanted to ask our Spanish tutor, which, can I still call him my Spanish tutor if I haven't shown up for my lessons in quite some time? But Benji, mi amigo, ¿existen burritos en Perú o en su área?
Sí, sí existen burritos, pero en ciudades populares o las ciudades más pobladas del Perú, como Lima, la capital, Chiclayo, Arequipa, las ciudades grandes, donde llegan gentes de otros lados. Aquí mismo, donde vivo, que es a 8 horas de la capital, no hay burritos, no existen, pero los hemos probado en Lima.
Okay, so he said burritos do exist in bigger cities, where you have people that come from other countries, bigger cities like Lima, the capital. So burritos do exist in those places, but where he lives, about 8 hours away from a city like Lima, they don't really have them there.
Pero también hay restaurantes que venden exclusivamente comida mexicana. Conozco un restaurante mexicano que es de propietarios mexicanos, entonces venden este tipo de comida.
He says there's Mexican restaurants that exclusively sell Mexican food, and he knows one that is actually owned by native Mexican owners, and they sell burritos.
Nosotros probamos en una tienda que se llama Barbarian, que está en un centro comercial que se llama Yoki Plaza, donde hay un montón de centros comerciales. Y en este centro comercial hay una tienda que se llama Barbarian, que en realidad se especializa en vender cerveza artesanal. Pero nos llamó la atención que justo en este restaurante había tacos y había burritos. No sabemos cuál es la conexión entre la cerveza artesanal y los burritos, pero nos interesó probar los burritos y estaban muy buenos.
He says they came across a place in a shopping center or like a group of stores or a mall, and it specialized in selling craft beer. And so they were interested in it, and they tried the burritos, and it was good, but he doesn't get the connection between craft beer and burritos. Come on, man, don't you know that cerveza or beer goes with anything? There's always a connection with beer and food. It doesn't matter.
Eso es verdad. Sí.
I really wanted to get some perspectives from the Caribbean, so I asked my friends Pri and Cheo from Puerto Rico.
Everybody's got their version of the sandwich or some sort of tortilla wrapped stuff with meat, right? All that, burritos are everywhere. We have burritos, our version of burritos, and then we have tripletas. So tripletas is another thing.
But it's as close.
But we do have burritos.
It's as close as something originally from our culture that came from that sandwich. But in some places, they've just used the tortilla, the wheat tortilla. So.
But we do have burritos. We make breakfast burritos, yeah. Lunch. We just put basically ground meat with any type of seasoning, either cheese or refried beans, or if you like that. If you don't, you just put lettuce and tomato and that's it. Yeah, everybody makes burritos. I mean, their version of it, but like a Puerto Rican version of what we call the burrito. Yeah, it's everywhere. It's in breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, yeah.
Yeah, usually you'll find a burrito on the menu on a Mexican restaurant. Mm-hmm. But most of the Mexican restaurants in Puerto Rico are very influenced by Tex-Mex. We've found out the real Mexican food here that we found here in the States made by Mexican friends is that it's more simple, less strong flavors. And more just the flavors of cilantro, cebolla, onion, and just the meats. Maybe sometimes a little bit of frijol.
Oh yeah, burrito is pretty much everywhere, like street food.
And of course, Mexico. And for the record, Martin is wearing, you can't see him, but he's wearing a giant blanket that looks like a tortilla. Very appropriate. I gotta get me one of those.
Well, just in case I brought my tortilla blanket. So. But what I brought my, all the food, it's like, because it comes people from everywhere in the country, because it's a city, Mexico City. It comes people from anywhere. They bring their food from where they're from. So there's everything in Mexico City. Yeah, it's kind of like a different restaurant. It depends, because where I'm from, Mexico City, they have restaurants, all kinds of restaurants. They have Chinese, they have Italian, they have all kinds of, so you have to find a specific place, because even like there's some taco places that don't have burritos, but there's some taco places that they sell burritos, so you have to find the place that they have it. They brought burritos from because like I said, they bring different foods from different places, and burritos they actually exist in Mexico City. There's places that they have burritos. Yeah, the first thing I remember, it was my first burrito that my stepdad made me. It was a tortilla with salt, and he was like, "This is a real burrito," and that was my first burrito. And then after a while, I get to know the other types of burritos, like with meat and pretty much everything you can put in the tortilla and make a burrito: beans, rice, eggs. All kinds of things that you can imagine.
Okay, what about the tortilla? Flour or corn?
Well, there's different types of burritos. My first burrito, it was actually with a corn tortilla. And then I tried the flour tortilla. But then, like I said, the actual burritos, you can make it with both tortillas, but the most common burrito is the one with the flour tortilla. Yes, it's the most common, but also I have seen made it with a corn tortilla. The way they make it, they have a huge comal, which is that's a thing where they make the tortillas, they put them on the fire, and they made the size of the flour tortilla, but corn, and that's how they make the burrito with those tortillas.
Yeah, what I understand is only flour tortilla. They don't have the corn. No, just flour tortilla. They make that.
We don't have tortillas. And we don't use any kind of bread to eat. No, because if someone has to carry food in Brazil, a snack or something like this, he will not afford for bread or for this kind of pita bread that we roll it, the tortilla. We don't have tortilla. So they are going to bring rice and beans and potatoes and other roots like this.
Usually they use pan sobao. That's a kind of a sweet bread.
Made with lard.
Yeah, it's very soft. And it's got a tinge of sweetness. So with all the meats, it gives it a good balance. But some places are using wheat tortilla, you know, the big burrito tortilla, and they just wrap all the meats in that. and it's, you know, the flavor of the meat, it's more prominent because the tortilla has got less flavor. Yeah. So yeah, that we like that a lot.
Or French bread, like our version of French bread, it's called pan de agua, and it's almost a French bread, and then you put the meat in there. So any way you like it, I mean, you can make it any way you like it. And put in there whatever you want.
Exactly. That's exactly what I've been saying. That's what makes the burrito so loved. You make it how you like it. All right, let's talk ingredients. Beans, right? And what else?
In Mexico.
Well, almost all the burritos that they use are beans, but they can use all kinds of things like meat, and now there's even meatless burritos, just like beans and rice and vegetables. But I've seen it with meat, with grasshoppers. I've seen it with chicken, with fish. And the most common is like with carne asada.
Yeah, every meal has beans. Every meal. Depends on the part of Brazil. In Rio is black beans. São Paulo is pinto beans. And also some part of the northeast, I don't know. Yeah. On the north, but on the beach. it's not pinto beans, but it's something similar to pinto beans. It's brown. But in Rio, where I'm from, it's always the black beans. Also, we don't eat the avocados. We don't eat salty avocados. We eat sweet avocados. We put sugar on the avocado. We eat and we put in smoothies, but sweet smoothies for the morning or everything. We do some cream for the children and everything, but also always sweet. Food, never with food.
Really?
Never with food.
So no guacamole then?
Never with food. It's so funny to eat avocado with food. I like it now. I like it now, but it's so funny because when it's different, so different.
And Argentina?
Yeah, well, we don't use too much bean. People don't like too much because they make it in different ways. That is them, but it's depend the area. You know, we talk Buenos Aires. Buenos Aires always meat, always, you know, papa fritas or fries.
Fries, yes.
You know, this is the Buenos Aires, la parrilla. My state, we do that, but, oh, pasta. We have a lot of pasta, Spanish food.
Oh, yeah. Beans is everywhere in Puerto Rico, everywhere.
Yeah, beans with rice and beans, obviously. Every day. But beans in a paste, like in like refritos, like the refried dip that people know, refried, it's mostly for Mexican or Tex-Mex.
But yeah, we eat beans all the time.
Let's talk salsa. You like hot, you like spicy, you like red, you like green.
Without the hot sauce, it's not a good burrito. Well, it depends how they prepare it, because there's some good green one, there's some good red one. I love the habanero salsa, but it depends how they make it. Because there's some people that just like mix everything in the blender and then just like make the salsa. But if you like do it the right way, any salsa is good, as long as you use the right ingredients and you make it the right way.
And Tabasco sauce is used in a lot of places. You can go to any other street food and you'll find bottles of Tabasco everywhere.
All right, so are you hungry yet? In a moment. You know, I'm pretty sure most countries have a version of the burrito. So I'd like to know what their burrito equivalent is. And, you know, I'm from the United States, and burritos aren't hugely available here where I particularly am. But I've heard that in some states, burritos are huge, literally, too. So I talked to a few of my friends from California and Texas about that hashtag burrito life. Okay, that's not a thing. But, I mean, it should be. I mean, it could be. I mean, we could all get together and kind of make it go viral. Welcome back to episode 06, the first in a new series called Food Faves, where we explore fantastic foods. Now, we've been exploring burritos in different countries in the Americas and the Caribbean, but now I'd like to know, what is the native equivalent to the burrito in each of these places, if there is one?
Our version of burritos, but we also have something called tripleta. That you could make it in a sandwich, or you could also make it in a tortilla and stuff these three meats in there with everybody makes it a little different, but it's basically, that's why it's called tripleta. It's three meats, and it's ham. It's like I don't know if you tried like our version of pulled pork, we call lechon asado. That with ham and steak, like sliced steak in there with ketchup and mayo, and I don't know, everybody puts it very different. There's basically two types of Puerto Ricans. You know which ones they are?
I'm afraid to answer that.
No? One is they put ketchup on everything. Anything on everywhere, everything. And the type that uses ketchup for the things that they're supposed to use. So, yeah. But they put ketchup on that tripleta. It's kind of a burrito or something like that, but yeah. I myself don't like ketchup on it, but it's pretty good. If you ever go there, you should try a tripleta for sure.
So ketchup, but nothing like salsa or anything.
Not salsa. Ketchup. Ketchup, right?
No, it's a mix of ketchup, mustard, and mayo. And Tabasco sauce is used in a lot of places. You can go to any of the street food, and you'll find bottles of Tabasco everywhere.
Argentina?
The tortilla, never. I never think something like that. The only thing familiar, maybe, but no, it's the same, is the empanadas. You know, they have some kind the Arabic food. And I remember they had, because, you know, a lot of the immigrants was over there. They had something, you know, some kind of bread similar, but no, it's never is the same like the burrito or tortilla. In my mind, I don't know nothing like that. You know, yeah, no.
How about Brazil?
So, we do have something that it's not similar, but you know, it's kind of it's our panqueca. It's a dough that we do just like a regular panqueca, sweet panqueca that you have it, pancakes, but it's salty, and the dough is a little bit more malleable, more moldable. And then we put grounded meat, and then we curl it a little bit, and we eat it. But we do not eat it alone, by itself. We eat with food, with rice and everything else. Because when I saw the burrito, I think that, oh, this is like a panqueca. It's just like the sweet pancakes that you have. Then you put jelly on it, the dough is soft, we roll it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we put a lot of them on the side of each other and put tomato sauce on it. But inside, we don't have vegetables in it. For example, lettuce or tomatoes, because it's warm. It's a hot thing. We used to have chicken in it.
Tenemos comida que tiene relleno, pero no diría que hay nada parecido a los burritos, porque, por ejemplo, hay empanadas que les llamamos empanadas rellenas de carne o de pollo, pero estas son al horno, no son con tortillas. Utilizan una masa y ponen el relleno adentro, luego la enrollan y la ponen en el horno. Pero no es similar al burrito. Pienso que el burrito es diferente. No tenemos... Hay algo por ahí que se parece, pero al mismo tiempo es diferente.
Okay, so he says they do have food, of course, that has filling, but it's not really necessarily like the burrito. For example, they have empanadas that they stuff with meat and chicken and stuff, but they bake those. It's a dough, and then they bake it and roll it up and put it in the oven. So he says it's something that kind of looks like it, but at the same time, it's very different.
Lo que he visto también es que han intentado mezclar lo que es la comida mexicana con la comida peruana.
Some restaurants mix Mexican food with Peruvian food.
Ya, por ejemplo, estaba viendo el otro día que el lomo saltado es un plato peruano. Pero estaban ofreciendo en un restaurante burritos rellenos de lomo saltado. Entonces, el relleno de lomo saltado lo mezclaron con las tortillas. No es un plato peruano, pero es creo que una fusión. Mix, Peru mix.
For example, there is a Peruvian dish called lomo saltado. And there was a restaurant he saw that offers burritos filled with lomo saltado. So it's kind of like a mix. So lomo saltado?
Lomo saltado, ajá.
¿Qué es?
¿Qué es el lomo saltado? El lomo saltado es res picada con cebolla, tomate. Es como un guiso, pero lo sirven en Perú con arroz. Y lo sirven con papas fritas.
Fries, yes.
Entonces, papas fritas, arroz y carne con cebolla y tomate. Pero este relleno es el que utilizan para ponerle al burrito de lomo saltado.
So, it sounds like a kind of a stir fry. Maybe along the lines of a fajita, maybe? Woo! Sounds like I've got lots to add to my food bucket list. All right, so like I mentioned before, where I am, you can get burritos, but they're not as readily available as in some other cities and states in the U.S. I mean, you've got the fast food chain like Taco Bell, which is everywhere here. And that was cool when I was a kid, but now I need more. Now, there's other restaurants too, like Chipotle, Qdoba, and Moe's, which are all kind of Tex-Mex. And of course, there are Mexican restaurants too, but it seems like tacos are way more popular, or at least more readily available than burritos. So I wanted to get the perspective of some fellow native USers that are from places where burritos are a thing. So I asked a native Californian, Trina. She is also the wife of Martin, who we've already been talking to. So in California, burritos are a pretty big deal, right?
Those are huge. In California, yeah. Burritos, it depends on if you go down to San Diego, closer towards the border. The closer towards like Mexico you get, the larger the burrito gets. Ironically, because he just said that they don't really have burritos as widely as California does. And it was tickling me pink in here because I'm like, they're everywhere. There are even Asian fusion places that will have burrito spin-offs that include Asian food in a burrito. Or like a seaweed wrap of a burrito. Like they have places just dedicated to burritos in California. Breakfast burritos are the biggest thing. Like most people will go surfing first thing in the morning, and then as soon as they hit the beach, they turn around and come back when they're done. The first thing they all go for is there was a place like right on the beach for breakfast burritos, and they would go straight to this restaurant and get a burrito this big. Like, you know, a huge burrito about the size of, you know, like from your hand, maybe down to a mid arm. And then San Diego, we visited a few times, they had burritos the size of your forearm, like two tortillas, three tortillas together, layered next to each other, and then wrapped up with a burrito. And they're so different. They're in California, like burritos don't have some, you have the option to have sauce on the outside, but it's not very like, it's a to-go food too. in many places in California because you can grab it, they'll wrap it up in tinfoil and you take it to go. Like you carry it with you. You go on your skateboard, you walk, you have your burrito in one hand. It's like very much a portable food. And so I think that's one of the reasons why it was so popular, because people could just get on their, you know, bike or their board or their, like as soon as they hop out of the, you know, the ocean, they grab out their burrito, like right off the strand. They go to the restaurant, grab the burrito, turn around, go sit on the beach with their portable food.
And I've got my good friend Austin, a native Texan. So are burritos big in Texas? No pun intended.
Yeah, you know, obviously in Texas, we border Mexico. So a large percentage of the population is Mexican. So a large influence in the food. But regardless of that, even the you know, the Americans and the Texans, they love Mexican food, especially burritos. That's a pretty big thing. And the regular burritos is popular, but what like is, and I thought this was a universal thing, but I guess more so in Texas now that I've moved out of Texas, is like people really appreciate breakfast burritos there. Everywhere you go, you can get breakfast burritos in restaurants, gas stations, side of the road. Like they sell breakfast tacos and breakfast burritos. And now that I'm here and I moved out of Texas, I feel like it's a commodity that they don't have here.
And it's like, so, and it's not hard to find a place that has burritos here in South Carolina. It's so hard to find burritos. And if you find it, it's the size of a taquito and covered in cheese and sauce.
Ah, yes, it's so, so sad in comparison.
Yeah, I mean, definitely when the further south you get in Texas, the closer you're going to get to the border. So the more, I would say, kind of pure the ingredients or the true to Mexican cuisine, the ingredients are going to be in the food and whatnot. But I don't have a lot of experience traveling around Texas, but I would say, you know, I'm from central Texas, right? Kind of pretty much dead in the center. And when you go up north, you know, I would say it tapers off. You don't have that. It's more like you would find in other states. You don't have such a focus on like Mexican cuisine and burritos and whatnot, but central and southern Texas, and in my personal opinion, yeah, the further south you go, you're gonna find more and more just restaurants and areas catering to that, because the population of Hispanics increases as you get closer and closer to Mexico.
You can pay $5 and get a huge burrito with beans and rice on the side too, or chips on the side, chips, salsa, and guac on the side, and it's not the size of the Taco Bell burrito. You can get it all in one for probably the most you have to pay was anywhere from $5 to $6.
All right, just out of curiosity, even though I haven't had it in probably like more than 10 years, Taco Bell, is that out in California too?
Yeah, Taco Bell's a thing in California. However, I feel like the majority of people go to Taco Bell for either tacos or like desserty things, because they have like cinnamon twists and other kind of things. We did kind of go there for burritos, but when we weren't like hungry, it was like a snack, like the bean and cheese burrito. Like here, Taco Bell is kind of one of the only places to get a burrito, and it's not exactly like a burrito, it's just kind of a like a little, they give you a little bean and cheese burrito, which is good. It's enough for satisfaction, but it's not enough to be like, this was so good. In California, there are so many options for burritos or any Mexican food at that.
Yeah, you know, we have Taco Bell in Texas. I didn't particularly, you know, enjoy there. No one thinks Mexican food burritos. Let's go to Taco Bell. But we have another one, which I don't think they have here in South Carolina, which is called Taco Cabana. And they're pretty good. But they don't really have a big focus on burritos, but they have a really good kind of Mexican cuisine. But honestly, like when I wanted a good burrito, there would be small restaurants kind of here and there throughout the area. There's one in particular I know growing up we would always go to specifically for breakfast burritos, called El Charito, and just amazing breakfast burritos that we love so much. But yeah, not really any particular chain that I preferred going to. It was just kind of whatever kind of small little restaurant there was that had that food that was nearby, and it was also good, because generally in Texas it's going to be a family or maybe not even a family, but it's going to be legit Mexicans making the burritos and the other food. So it's delicious.
Breakfast.
Yeah, hands down, it would be a breakfast burrito would be like my number one go-to burrito. And it would have eggs, cheese, sometimes potato, bacon, sometimes sausage, and it would be extremely greasy. So it's just dripping with grease and, you know, just about to explode. It's so full, not necessarily huge, but just, you know, that tortilla is just like maxed out. And yeah, man, I could go for that right now, now that I'm talking about it.
Yeah, if it is around 1 o'clock, midday, I would taste it. But at 9 a.m., I wouldn't do it. The tortilla with cheese and ham, I would do in the morning. But with beans and meat at morning, I can do it. For Sundays, more slow, I mean, not the hurry up days.
People eat tamales for breakfast in Mexico. They can eat pozole, they can eat menudo. Whatever you can put in your tortilla and make a burrito, it's a breakfast, lunch or a dinner.
I appreciate that, because to me, cereal is the dessert.
So what were some of your favorite places to get burritos where you were from?
I lived in Texas for like 8 years, and they have these places they call them hotspots. And every single hotspot have burritos, and they have like it's a gas station, but inside they all have a kitchen, so you can order burritos and stuff. Really good, and they're the cheapest, like really good and super cheap. Like when I used to live there, you can get like 3 burritos for $1, something like that.
It's called El Burrito Junior. They had like 3 or 4 different locations, and they were expanding before I left, and that started becoming like a fast food. But like some of their main items on the menu were burritos, and then you could get other stuff like ceviche and things that I still can't find here, but they had on the menu there. But burritos were, like I said, one of the bigger things, even in the name El Burrito Junior. And it, like he said, it had a donkey on the sign, which was comical because the story about the origin of burritos included donkeys, and their sign was just like a little donkey, and it said El Burrito Jr. That was kind of like South Bay's popular burrito joint. They did have a Chipotle, I mean, and we have Chipotle here. I think we have like 1 or 2 in the area sprinkled around. And Chipotle was big, but that was also in like a fast food burrito, and not as visited as the like legitimate Mexican restaurants.
I love the Alteño from right here, the restaurant, and it's got beans, and it's got carne al pastor. That's a kind of pork that it's made with pineapples, and it's just basically meat and beans. That burrito I love.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I love my burrito like more authentic. That's my favorite. Like al pastor is great with hot sauce and all that. Yeah, and a cold beer, perfect.
Oh yeah. You are my people. So, what about some of your favorite spots in Puerto Rico to get a burrito or the famous tripleta?
For me, it was a restaurant called, there were 2 restaurants actually. It was Margaritas and Auroritas. I love that plate because it's like 2 burritos, but then you could almost see the burritos because they were covered in cheese and red sauce, hot red sauce. And cheese, so you have to dig in to find the burrito down there. So yeah, they were awesome. Yeah, and it was a lot of meat and bean, basically. Yeah.
So when it comes to tripletas, it's more like a street food. You can find it anywhere.
Oh man! So whether it's an empanada, lomo saltado filled burrito, a tripleta, a panqueca, or breakfast in a tortilla, I think we can all agree that whatever you call it, whatever you put in it, and no matter where you live, this is a wonderful dish that deserves a place on the list of food faves. Let's be real, mixing cultures is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, Mexican culture, it's like ingrained with Puerto Rican culture.
Or Tex-Mex.
Basically, more Tex-Mex, yeah. Right? But it's part of our culture in a way. And I always explain that the Mexican culture, movies, music, as being in Spanish, it influenced a lot of our older generation. Our fathers were very influenced by Vicente Fernandez movies, and we were influenced by it, by El Chavo del Ocho. So knowing about the culture and food from Mexico is a big part of our childhood.
Well, one thing I think, don't forget, Mendoza is the state where more people leave the country. You know, you're gonna see a lot of people move to Canada and different people here from United States. And I think because they live maybe 2 years, 3 years, and we come back to the States, I think they bring with them some ideas or some from the food from another country.
Also, if I'm going back to Brazil, I'm thinking on doing some of the dishes that I tasted in here. So burritos is one of the things that I'm willing to do whenever I come back. Burritos, fajitas, the guacamole thing.
Aha, so you are going to eat avocado with stuff.
Yeah, because when I have a party or something there in Brazil, and then I'm going to, hi, I come with como é o nome?
Guacamole.
Guacamole! People will go, ew! Let's taste it!
I need to thank my guests, my friends, for taking time away from their busy schedules to help me out with this. I love you guys. I love all of you so much.
Yeah, hopefully that was somewhat helpful.
Okay, Reggie. Nice to see you. We miss you. We love you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we definitely worked an appetite for lunch.
Yeah. Take care. Say hi to family.
Hi to everybody.
It was funny. It was nice to get involved. No problem. Whenever you need us, we are here. You should do barbecue, because barbecue is so different than Brazil and in Mexico and in U.S.
Ooh, you know what? Mm-hmm. That is a great idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Because barbecue is different from wherever you are, is a different thing. Different food that we do, the barbecue and everything.
I'm definitely adding that to the future list. Obrigado.
Gracias. Muchas gracias, Reggie. Cuídate. Nice to see you.
And you know, Benji, I promise I'm going to resume my Spanish lessons with you soon, because clearly my Spanish needs help. Yo prometo que continuaré mis lecciones porque es obvio que mi español necesita mucha, mucha ayuda.
Okay.
And no comment translates in all languages. So what do you think? Is your mouth ready? Do you like burritos? Of course you do. Well, at least if you've ever tried one. Are burritos a thing where you live? Have you ever had one? If so, what are your favorite ingredients? I'd love to know. My email is studio@sonicembassy.com. And you can also find the Sonic Embassy on Twitter, Facebook, and IG. And our website is sonicembassy.com. If you enjoyed this episode and it made you want to roll yourself up in a giant warm tortilla blanket, share it so more people find out about us and our listeners can continue to grow. But if you think this podcast is the Brussels sprout equivalent, ew, no. Well, you know, share that on Twitter with the link to sonicembassy.com/podcast. If you have an idea that you think would make a great episode, please let me know, like Juliana did. Thank you so much for listening. I love you, and I hope you'll listen more soon. This was fun. I can't wait to do more food faves, but right now, it's burrito time. Hashtag burrito life. Shut up. It could be a thing.
术使馆。
Embajada de Sonic.
Sonic Embassy.